When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House.
Look for new menu items like their better-for-you comfort foods, including the tuna poke bowl and spaghettini primavera, plus seasonal favorites like the new maple grain salad, beef stroganoff, and carrot cake.
Lex and Dawn, I have a great idea. After the show, I'm going to take you to The Free House for breakfast. And Lex?
Yes, Jace?
Guess what they have.
Something delicious as usual. Is there something new?
No, it's something old. Something barred and something blue. No, it's something old, but it's one of their classics. The breakfast burrito, Lex. It's a burrito.
Wow.
Yes, I'm in.
It's the size of Dawn's left arm.
Wow, that's a big burrito.
Yummy.
Are we marrying the Free House?
We are. We're marrying the Free House. And we're also going to hold our reception there because they also have new items as well for the season. So they have the tuna poke bowl. Love that.
Yum.
They have a fabulous beef stroganoff. They have a maple grain salad. So, you know, if we're being healthy, ladies, we can get that.
That's what I'll have.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, then while you're eating that, Lex and I can have their carrot cake.
I love carrot cake. Let's do it.
I know you do. So carrot cake, we'll get the maple grain salad for Dawn, and then we'll get a side breakfast burrito for Alexis to take home. Sound good?
Delicious.
I knew you would like this idea. And you will too, my talkers. Head to the Free House. You can order online and make reservations at freehousempls.com.
Top of the morning to you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything blue whales mating.
No.
I'm Jace.
No. Whoa. Do it again.
I'm Jace. Yeah. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you so much for being here on Thanksgiving week. We are here. It's November 23rd, 2020. Look at that.
And you're a dumbass.
Whoa.
Wow.
She's on, girl. What's up?
I was excited to see her today, you two, and now she's just calling me names. I know. I was like, happy 50th birthday, Lex, but wow, she's just full of rage. And
where the heck did that come from?
Did you just hear her?
She was just like, stop the show.
Why are you a dumbass, Jace?
You've been teasing. I want to hear the story.
Yeah. Lex is right. I mean, she was a little aggressive there, but she's right.
I forgot that he teased that, so I just thought she was going to like, I thought it was directed towards everybody out there.
No,
like, you're
no.
all dumbasses.
No, she's just
directing it. I'm the powerful Lex.
Wow, you're a dumbass. Welcome to Monday. Wow.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's November 23rd.
Jason's a dumbass.
Yeah, it's a great way to open. It's how a lot of people think this show should be opened every day. Oh, well, that was a great start to the...
Yeah, wow, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm a dumber.
You're the best, we love you.
Uh-huh.
You called yourself one, so...
I know, no, I am. So, go back to the podcast. I've given little anecdotes, as we do... following a trip of any type of nature. This wasn't a pleasure trip that I just concluded. I went back to Louisiana for the final time with my mom to meet the movers, who the driver is calling me right now, or called me several times today. He's heading to my mom's house to load up her items. But anyway, we went back to wrap up things in Louisiana. A lot of emotion, a lot of laughs, a lot of moments. But here's the deal. Know thyself. I say it a lot. I am not the most organized person. That's what Colin Matheson is for. As Dawn saw on our Disney trip, Colin is like, I call him Colin Vogginly Travel. You know what I mean? He's the detail person. He's the one that he does the flights and the hotels and he figures out, okay, we're going to get to this and then. Well, for this trip, it was just Dar and me. Colin did not come. So I was the general contractor of this behemoth operation of getting her moved.
Uh-oh.
And I'm still, as I'm answering calls from storage units and movers, I'm still the general contractor. But anyway, I know what I'm good at, and details are not it. So here's the best example of this. And let's play this game. Let's see if you can figure out before I finish the story what I did wrong. Because Colin immediately, as I'm telling him the story, he goes, I told you, you just didn't listen. Oh, and I said, I don't remember you telling me that I should do X, Y, and Z. So here's the deal.
You also don't want to hear that from your spouse.
Well, yeah. I kind of deserve it. And normally that frustrated, I want to kill him, but or gently smother him in his sleep. But he was absolutely gently smother mm-hmm. him in his sleep. But he's lovingly, absolutely yeah. lovingly, Kenny, smother him in his sleep. But here's this scenario. I had to rent a car.
Okay.
Because obviously my mother's car is here in Minnesota. And we needed to get around. The hotel and my mother's house is about 15 minutes away from each other. And there's a lot of running around to do. I had to shred, you know, my mom had to shred paperwork that she didn't want lying around. And I had to, you know, go here and there and go to Target and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I needed a car.
Yeah, smart.
Thank you. So because of the hurricane, there are a finite number of opportunities to rent a car. Enterprise only has, I think, like one outlet that's open, and that's about it. And there's, you know, a smattering of, there's like a local place called Mac or something, which looked really shady. It's not called Mac. I made that name up, but there was a rental car company that looked like something out of a horror movie. So I'm like, no, I don't really want that. So Colin said, hey, I found a car for you. At Enterprise,
oh, wow.
you can pick it up at the airport, Enterprise, but here's the problem. Because of the hurricane and the lack of tourism, the lack of flights, and the lack of everything, the hours are very, very condensed. So we flew in Thursday night. Now, here's where you all of you play the game, start piecing together the puzzle, and you'll figure out why I'm a dumbass and made, basically it also should be called, I made things way harder for myself than it needed to be. So
ooh.
The hours of operation are only 8:30 in the morning till only 5 o'clock at night. So my mother and I flew in. We got into Lake Charles at around 9:30 on Thursday. So obviously nothing is opened in that town. Nothing. So we were unable to get a rental car. So I had to try. So I ordered an Uber. I pre-ordered an Uber to pick us up at the airport that night. That worked fine. And then the next morning, my plan was I was going to get another Uber from the hotel casino back to the airport to pick up the rental car that would then take me for the next, you know, I would use for the next 2 days.
That sounds like a great plan.
Thank you, Alexis. I appreciate that positive reinforcement. / you're just making up for calling me a dumbass at the beginning of the show. So,
you started it, but it does sound like a great plan so far.
Thank you, Lex. So I woke up on Friday. I put Dar in one Uber to send her to her house. so that she could have a good 2 hours before the Packers got there to start organizing and get a game plan. Then Jason, I ordered another Uber for myself to take me to the airport to pick up the car. So I did that flawless. I went to Enterprise. Now, I will do a little sidebar story here to salute once again the plight of service employees. Let me tell you this situation. I walk into the Enterprise, and there's a gentleman in front of me. And I walk up. I go, hi. And there's two people behind the counter at the Lake Charles Regional Airport. I said, hello. I said, hello, Enterprise. She goes, hello. I go, how's your day going? She goes, and they both start laughing. Both desk attendants start laughing. And I go, oh, wow, should I not have asked the question? And she goes, no, it's going to be a day. Listen to this. Again, this is a little sidebar. The Enterprise reservation system allowed them to take in 26 reservations for that morning and afternoon. Guess how many cars they had available?
Three.
Six.
Whoa.
So people were going to be landing all day. And anyway, okay. So anyway,
I hope you got one of those cars.
I did, because the early bird gets the worm. I was there right away.
Right.
So Jason gets the car and uses it Friday and Saturday. Now, my mother and I were flying out, because there's very limited flights leaving Lake Charles Regional Airport. My mother and I flew out yesterday morning at the first flight out, which was 7 a.m. As you heard me say, Enterprise closes at 5 and doesn't open until 8:30. So on Saturday night, I'm thinking, okay, here's another piece of the puzzle. I gotta get rid of this rental car, and I gotta drop it off before, you know, we fly out. Right. So Saturday night, we wrap up my mom's house. She does her final goodbyes in the house. And I said, Mom, I got to drop you off of the casino now. This is around 6 o'clock at night. Mom, I got to drop you off of the casino. Because then I have to then drive to the airport and drop off our rental car. And then get an Uber to go back to the hotel. And then another Uber Sunday morning. So I get to the airport at 6 p.m., 6:30. And I park the car, and I'm trying to find the after hours key drop.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around the airport. There's
Start screaming, Colin?
Well, yeah, there's nobody there. There's nobody there because it's the Lake Charles Regional Airport at 6 p.m. Right. There's nobody there. I finally find the after hours key drop. I put it in that safe, and, you know, that's the point of no return. Once you put that key in there, you're done.
Oh, no.
I put the key in there, and then I sit on a bench, and I go to the Lyft and Uber app, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a car now.
Yeah.
It is Lake Charles post-hurricane at 7 o'clock now. For the first time ever that I've ever opened an app of Uber and Lyft, I see the following messages. No drivers available.
Oh my gosh.
So
oh, no. And you haven't prearranged this or anything.
No.
Isn't it the feel of Enterprise that they'll come pick you up?
Girl.
And drop you off?
Girl, let me repeat this. It's the Lake Charles Regional Airport.
Okay.
Post hurricane.
Gotcha.
So,
I gotcha.
I'm now pacing around the empty airport like a scene out of a Steven Spielberg movie, like Castaway. I'm like walking around the airport because there's nobody there, and I'm trying to call a cab company. There's no cabs available for an hour.
Oh my gosh, is there Brugger's Bagels or
there's nothing.
Cinnabon Lex, or something?
I'll say it again. It's the Lake Charles Regional Airport.
Vending machine? I mean, wow.
Lex, it's the Lake Charles Regional Airport. So we're now clocking in at 45 minutes and I'm sitting at this airport and the Uber and Lyft keep telling me to go blank myself just like you're. So I realize as I'm sitting there, I hear Colin's voice in my head. And this is what I hear.
You're a dumbass.
Because have you all figured this out? Have you figured out what I did wrong?
Mm-hmm.
No. Because Colin did. Colin goes, you are a moron.
You shouldn't have turned it in.
I shouldn't have turned it in because...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
They're closed. They're not going to know if I turned it in at Saturday night or Sunday at 6 a.m. Yep. But me wanting to do the right thing because I only booked the, I only paid for Friday, Saturday, I thought there was a security camera or something that would make me check in the car. And I didn't want to get charged for a whole other day. But Colin said, they're not going to. It's the same business day. So an hour and 35 minutes later, finally, a guy in like a El Camino finally picks up my Uber request. And he has like a 2-star rating, which probably means he's a killer, you know?
Yeah.
He has a 2-star rating.
What?
Okay,
occasional killer.
I've never known. Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Anyone with a 2-star rating.
Two or three. I forgot what it was, but I know I was scared. But he picked me up. All was well. But oh my goodness, I laughed out loud.
Any of those Ubers going there?
No,
going
no, because then I couldn't get an Uber the next morning. There were no cars available at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I was stressed out. Finally, someone answered our call, obviously. But
You didn't arrange that with Camino Man, even with his 2 stars.
Lex, I'm glad he didn't kill me. So I wasn't wasn't very talkative, which meant I thought he was plotting my demise. So I just, you know.
Yeah, just get to where you're going and peace out.
Hashtag. Always take Colin with you. 818. Let's take a break. The Dirt Alert plus another winner is next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Before we get to the Dirt Alert, look at the clock. You know what time it is. It's time for another winner in our Live for Free giveaway. And for that and the Dirt Alert, we turn to Dawn McClain. Take it away, Dawn.
I hate this year.
All right. It looks like, I need to look at my sheet here. It's not on that sheet. Tina Mack is our name for this hour. Tina Mack, give us a call, 651-641-1071. It is time for you to win that $100 and be registered to win for the $10,000 giveaway that we're going to be doing in December. So call us now, 651-641-1071, Tina Mack.
Go Tina. 10 minutes. Call now. Whatever. Okay, Dawn McClain has the Dirt Alert. Yes.
Okay, Anya Taylor-Joy, who was the star of The Queen's Gambit, she, of course, is so beautiful and captivating. But as far as her standards go, she has said that she has never, and I don't think I will ever, find myself as beautiful. I don't think I'm beautiful enough to be in films. Oh. It sounds pathetic, and my boyfriend warns me people will think I'm an absolute D for saying these things, but I just think I'm weird looking. I won't go to the cinema to watch my own films. I watch it before. The beauty of being in your own skin is that you don't have to look at your own face.
Right. Oh, boy. I like this.
This makes us love her more, guys, right? Yes. Because she doesn't look like other people. She has those super big eyes. Kind of looks like the star of Amelie. Audrey Tautou. And she's just like such a great actress and, you know... But either way, good for her. I mean, she's not out there saying she's the most beautiful person. I guess it's humble and sweet, but she is beautiful.
Yes.
She is on my list of new, like, crushes. You know, I have my list of little gay boy crushes. I love her. I think she's stunning. And her, not differences, but... The unique qualities of her appearance, I think that, and I mean that as a compliment, I'm tripping over my words here, that's what makes her stunning. I mean, her face is a work of art. It really is. I have the biggest crush on her. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she stands out. I mean, yes! Everyone else looks like Katy Perry.
Thank you.
Talk amongst yourselves, guys, for a second. Oh. I gotta answer.
Oh, I can pick it up. Yes. I can pick it up from here. I can pick it up from here.
Not that Katy Perry's a bad look either. She's absolutely beautiful. I'm just saying it's nice when there's a mixture of, you know, bone structure.
Okay.
Okay, I have Tina on the phone.
Yeah, Matt.
We were talking bone structure. So thank you.
Okay.
I love you, Alexis. Hi, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you ever won anything from a radio station before?
Never. I never have.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's $100. What are you going to do if you win the $10,000?
Oh, I should have thought of an answer, shouldn't I have? I guess I don't know, because I probably won't win. So.
No.
It involving, I love listening to you guys, so thank you for putting me in.
Have
the,
it something
in
involving Kenny, because I'm shadow management, and I can see to it that you do win. I'm going to need a little taste. That's just a little.
Maybe I'll invest in a beard trim for Kenny.
Yes, love it.
We all endorse that. Well, congratulations. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening. And we're so glad that you were able to win. And good luck for the $10,000 as well.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, hold you on. Too. I need to get your information, okay? Hold on a second.
Yeah, about a minute and a half you need to hold on. Okay.
Yeah, Tina, love it.
Tina. There we go. Another winner coming up on Donna and Steve. Dawn, do you want me to do the rest of the
Six
Dirt Alert, or do you want
to?
If you can find another story here.
Yeah,
I've got several, but I'll get info.
I always have one ready to go, just in case you need to do that. So they are getting ready to film. Disney and Marvel announced that they are getting ready to start filming the next Black Panther. And that is exciting news. It's great news. And they are kind of hinting that how and when they'll announce how they're going to deal with the death of Chadwick Boseman and how they're going to handle it within the universe, which I have no doubt. Again, you know, you can bust on Disney for a lot of things, but they handled Carrie Fisher with a lot of grace. They consulted the family. I'm sure they have consulted with Chadwick Boseman's family and made sure that they're comfortable with how they're going to go forward with the character. Don't you think, Lex?
Oh, absolutely. Have they given any indication? I mean, we know he's not going to be CGI'd, right? The director said that, last week?
Yeah, he's not. He's not going to be CGI, and they're giving a few hints on how to do it or how they're going to do it. I think they're going to maybe put in somebody else there, but there will be, they said Marvel has committed to no, there's only one Chadwick and he's not with us. So I think that's classy.
Smart.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of our show.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to a special Monday edition of Forced Movie Review Friday right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. It is 8:33 on this Monday, November 23rd. Don't adjust your dial. Don't look at your calendar. It really is Monday. But because of vacations and holidays, we're doing these on Monday for a little bit. I assigned Dawn last week the rom-com classic Bridget Jones's Diary. Take it away, Dawn.
Yes. So, okay. It got an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 81% audience score, which is sort of rare that it is in line with critics and audiences loved it just the same. There was a lot of controversy surrounding her being cast in this role in 2001. A lot of British people were not happy with this.
No.
Including Kate Winslet, who was up for the role, and she got tired of waiting for an offer and decided to just star in another role. Helena Bonham Carter was also up for casting. She auditioned as well as Emily Watson. So, and then they cast
an American gets a British character. It's usually the opposite.
Yeah, they do it all the time. So yeah. Renee Zellweger, she won the role. Hugh Grant defended her. But a lot of controversy regarding this back in 2001. And I would say overall, I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh! What?
Yes.
What?
Okay. So,
yes!
So here's the thing. What? I was really dreading. I'm never going to love a romantic comedy. I'm never going to love a movie that's centered around finding love. It's just not my thing. I think that women have more to achieve in this world than just waiting around for what man's going to choose them. That's just my view on what we should be reaching for as women and teaching little girls. Okay. So, and I never dreamed of having a wedding when I was little. I dreamed about what I was going to be when I grow up. It wasn't who I was going to marry. Thus, the reason why I'm not married now. So, there are some things, though. I thought I was really going to hate her British accent. I thought I was really going to dread it. And just, it was always just going to be there. Just me knowing that she's not British. But I kind of forgot about it within the first 10 minutes. I think it's because apparently she had a dialogue coach that was just constantly on her, you know, and yep. at every move, like helping her with this. There were some really funny moments that I did laugh out loud when she was a reporter and she's yes. at this fire station doing this report and they're having her do these ridiculous things and they want her to slide down this fire pole. Right before she interviews this guy and they want her to like wear a short skirt. Well, they didn't have time for they went to another fire station first. So she had to try to climb back up the pole, which was a disaster. And when she slides down the pole, her butt is in full view of the camera. It's just basically a butt shot. And then she lands and she has no time for the report. So she's like, and this is Bridget Jones. Thank you.
Back to you in the studio.
Yes, yes. I also laughed that she's a bad cook. She's trying to, you know, cook all of these things in the kitchen for her friends. And
the blue soup.
Yes. So there's yes. this part in the recipe where she's supposed to tie all of these leeks together as she's making this leek soup, but she didn't have any twine. So she uses this blue cellophane
ribbon
and she's cooking down the leeks and then she's off doing other things and realizes that now her soup is blue. She serves it anyway. And just being in the kitchen this weekend, sort of being a disaster with my class and not having enough eggs, I was like, oh, that is me for sure.
It's relatable, yeah.
Totally. And then, you know, there was a really funny sequence where Colin Firth and Hugh Grant are fighting in the street to It's yes. Raining Men. And I just love the whole just the funny view of like fight, we all want to watch a fight, and they're like going into a restaurant as they're fighting, this kid's having his birthday party and like they basically all stop for the birthday cake to come through and then they continue the fighting and it's all done to It's Raining Men. So I enjoyed that.
Did you not love? I love that she goes out in her pant in her Alexis yes. In her Alexis Thompson granny panties.
Yes,
she runs out into the street to go get him in her panties.
And, yes,
and
yes.
the looks of the extras, like all the people on the street staring yeah. at Bridget in her giant granny panties.
Oh my gosh! No, those yeah. were the sexy ones. Those were supposed yeah. oh, to be the sexy right. ones. But you know, yes, there's a granny panty scene in it also when she gets with Hugh Grant and spoiler. Alert. And so she's like, this for sure will make, you know, this will make sure that nothing will happen. Of course, she puts them on and it's the curse of wearing granny panties, right? Of course, yeah. you're going to be seen naked in the granny panties. But, you know, Hugh Grant, I didn't know what to think about him because he is pretty charming and it's hard not to like the guy. But then he ends up
yes.
being just yep. awful. And Colin Firth is sort of the guy who you think is awful to begin with. And because of some lies that Hugh Grant tells, he ends up being the good guy in the end. The thing that I am curious about is how do they make two more movies of this? Like, the story's over. You don't need to make a second and third. Like, there's Bridget Jones Baby.
Edge of Reason.
Edge of Reason. Yep. And then it's like, what does, is Hugh Grant in that one as well? Does he come back and try to steal her back? Or
nothing is as good as the first one.
Yeah.
No. No. The rest of them I don't even like. I just like this. I just like the first one. It's, when she goes to that party, which is very Alexis and Anhel, when she goes to the party and nobody tells her that the costume aspect of the party has been dumped and she comes as a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, it was like Vixens Tarts, and Vickers or something. And so it was supposed to be like prostitutes and men of the cloth. And some people also didn't get the memo, like her dad is in a priest collar, and then this other guy who's in full, like, a bishop's outfit. So, you know, little things like that are memorable and cool, and it really wasn't that bad. I would say I would give it a C, just because I'm never going to be able to give a romantic, I'm just not interested in the topic, a romantic movie, a B or an A, but, you know, not bad, I'll say that.
Yes.
Wow. I did it. I gave you something that you didn't.
Disappointed in you, Don.
No.
Well, I know. Kenny has been so quiet.
There's a lot. Now, Kenny, there is a lot of smoking and drinking in this movie. I mean, she's constantly has a heater going. So that's, you know, more to your liking, right? Everyone's smoking.
Does she chew tobacco? That would help.
No, but she drinks a lot of vodka until she passes out several times.
See, Kenny?
And wine.
There's something for everyone.
I have never seen a movie with this lady.
Renee Zellweger?
Yeah, I've never seen Renee Zellweger movie.
This lady.
She makes me nervous. She looks like she's about to start crying at all times.
Yeah, she's got those droopy eyes.
Yeah.
Really squinty.
Oh, I love her. Well, this isn't over yet. When we return, Dawn will Dawn will unleash her fury on Alexis for her assignment for Forced Movie Review. But first, let me tell you this. Listener rewards are hotter than ever. You can win a $1,000 little blind spot window warm-up, plus $200 to Lenza Byerly's gift cards to IKEA, Crispin Green, and Punch Pizza. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with that punishment right after this.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced Movie Reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything giant granny panties. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn and Kenny. Dawn just reviewed Bridget Jones's Diary, her assignment in our Forced Movie Review segment. She didn't hate it. But even though she has tempered anger, she is still going to enact revenge on our very own Alexis by assigning a horror movie for her. Take it away, Dawn.
Yes. So I don't have a trailer to play. I have tweeted you guys the trailer, but I can't really play it because it's all silent.
I just saw
it's silent.
It is. It's about a deaf and mute writer who retreats into the woods to live a solitary life, but must fight for her life in silence when a masked killer appears at her window.
Kenny autobiography.
It's called Hush. The movie is Hush. It was really popular in 2016 at South by Southwest. I saw it and loved it. Mike Flanagan is the director who did The Haunting of Hill House and The Haunting of Bly Manor. And the star of it is Katie Siegel, who, if you remember, was in The Haunting. Actually, she's in both. And she plays Maddie. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She plays
you're right.
Theodora.
Maddie.
Huh? She plays Theodora in The Haunting of Hill House, the psychic girl who has to wear the gloves. Okay, that's also the director's wife. So this is a movie that is really going to scare the crap out of you. It really is. You're going to love this, Alexis, because it's done so well. And you can't believe there's so many twists and turns and dumb things that she does where you're like, you don't know what's going to happen, you know. Oh, and it's really I just love the way he filmed this. It was a different style of movie, and it's going to keep your skin crawling the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. This whole trailer, it says she can't speak. She can't hear. She's alone. Mm-mm. And the thumbnail is this guy with this crazy mask on.
Exactly.
Oh, no. That alone is very scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then she gets an email.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. Mm.
How's that looking for you, Lex?
Scurry! Scurred! I'm scurred!
But you do have the Thanksgiving weekend to watch it.
Yeah.
Yes!
Hey, Angel will watch with me, I hope.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm going to need my burrito blanket for this one.
I'm sorry, your what?
Oh, that was one of my birthday gifts. You know those blankets that look like a burrito, like a toasted flour tortilla?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll have to send you guys a picture. I got one of those for my birthday. Isn't that the coolest thing?
And you love burritos, so that's perfect.
Yeah. And then she got one a taco one for Zen. It's a little taco.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, I'll be using
you.
I can't. Oh. I just can't.
Left turn.
It did, didn't it?
You're surprised?
What, Kenny, have you heard our show before? Went down Burrito and Taco Lane. Whatever. I can't even speak today.
Oh, my gosh. I just stopped the trailer, and the guy is in the dark with his little white mask on, just staring at her.
Yeah, and remember, she can't hear anything.
She can see.
She can't, but she doesn't know he's there.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
And he enjoys this.
Yeah.
A lot. He's pretty sadistic.
Oh, you're going to hate this, Lex. And you heard Lex mention there before we run out of time. Yeah. It's Alexis's 54th birthday over the weekend.
Yeah.
And also, we'll have a double one. If I may throw in, today is actually my nephew Carter's 16th birthday.
Oh,
He's a legal driver now. He has a truck. This is the kid. It ended up in a promo. I made a joke. Carter is the outdoorsy kid, Kenny. He's like you at 16. And he's the one we were talking about weird meats that we've eaten, Kenny. He's the one that eats like squirrels and peacocks and salamanders and beavers. I mean, he shoots every, he'll shoot it and eat it. And he'll eat frogs. He'll eat anything. Flying squirrels, robins. He'll eat anything.
Robins.
Anything. Yeah. Today is his 16th birthday. And like I said, it's Alexis's 56th birthday over the weekend. So here we go. Here's Michael Bolton.
Today is your birthday.
Goodness. Everybody is emailing us or tweeting us the burrito blanket pictures.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Alexis,
I've been looking at the street.
That is hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Great?
You guys look like flautas.
You just roll yourself up.
Flautas.
Little flautas.
You do. That's us. Lex, please, if you love us, will you please somehow figure out a way to take a family picture with all of you rolled up in your tortillas, please?
Tortillas.
Set a camera or something. I want to see you and Angel and Zen wrapped up in burrito blankets. Oh.
All right, deal. While we watch this movie, we'll be wrapped up in those for sure. So that will happen at some point.
Please.
No problem. And thank you to Anne, because I opened those and just died. That was
so cute.
That is that is the perfect Alexis Thompson birthday gift. Don and Kenny, can you think of a better gift to get Alexis than a burrito blanket?
Yeah.
You know, it's for so many reasons.
Just get a video of you, maybe whenever things are a little bit better, if there's a food truck out there. Or you can get a burrito and you in the blanket walking up.
Yes.
Eating a burrito.
Yes, blanket.
Or Dawn. No, this is what I thought you were going to say. Let's send her to her secret burrito place wearing the burrito blanket while she tries to find her favorite burrito place.
Oh my God.
Remember, it's closed today. It's Monday.
Oh, that's right.
This
dark
was
on Monday, like theater.
Yeah.
This is the day. This was the day that she recommended it for like 16 minutes.
Oh, is this great?
That's the speakeasy joint.
That's the speakeasy. That's right, Kenny. And again, Kenny, the humor came where she got all excited. She's like, "Oh, girl, I had this great burrito place. And Dawn and I are like, oh, this is going to be, oh, tell us about it.
I want to go today.
We want to go today. She goes on for about 12 minutes. She's like,
if they make fresh tortillas, the meat, they kill the animal in the back, it's fresh.
Everything's so fresh.
If they have a garden, and it's fantastic, and ooh, I feel right up.
And then Dawn goes, oh, girl, Let's go today. And Lex goes,
okay, hold on a minute. Let me Google it. Okay, I'm Googling. Oh, they're closed today.
Never mind.
Well, you can't go today because they're closed.
Kenny,
but
she goes for like 12. She fills an entire segment getting everybody hungry. She's like, oh, it's so good.
They got between the AutoZone and Cup
Foods. Right. And then she made it worse. So Dawn and I are already laughing that it's closed. And Dawn goes, okay, well, tell me how to get there so that I can go on Tuesday. And Lex goes,
well, okay, you go down Snelling, and then you turn by Dino's Heroes. But don't go into Dino's Heroes. There's an AutoZone behind it. Don't go in the AutoZone either. Keep going past the AutoZone. And then you're going to come to a nondescript shopping plaza. Now go, and in the third door, there's a hallway. And then go down.
And she's going on, and Dawn and I are like, is she ever going to be done with these directions? And finally she goes, that's it. That's it. We're like, that's it.
Go in and
Google Maps.
Delicious.
It's not even on Google Maps. She went on. What's it called again, Lex? Sincerely,
La Tapatia.
That's right.
Yep.
But Dawn, they're not open on Mondays.
I know.
They're
not that's open when today. I want it, though.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Burritos and all, granny panties, smoking, whatever. Have a great day. We love you. And we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.